Okay, we are going to review quickly the Gemara Samachesim and Aleph. We did part of it already. I'm just going to go through it quickly. We did the Rashi. I'm not going to do it again to lead up into today's Gemara. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 line from the top. The beginning of the line, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, Asi b'kav v'chayim v'yavama. We learn that Kedushin is not typhus v'chayim v'krisis, but b'kav v'chayim v'yavama l'shuk, which according to Rav, going in Rav's opinion, that Yavama shook the Kedushin is not typhus, because it says Loisia Eshes Hames Achutz Lizar, and Rav learns the word Loisia means it shouldn't work. The Kedushin should not work. Ma Yavama Shivulav Loitavus of a Kedushin, Chayv Mitzas or Chayv Krisis Loikolchke. That's the source according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Frank Digamara Yehokishar Chayv Lav Nami. We did this on Thursday. So other Chayv Lav should be the same thing. They should also not work. We should learn it out from Yavama Lashuk, not with a Kavu Chaymer, but with a Mamatino, a comparison, equal comparison. And for the Gemara, Amar Papa, Shar Chai V'Lavin, Behedik Zibu, that it is Typhus. We have a passing that says Chai V'Lavin is Typhus. So the Memela, for Chai V'Lavin, I will not learn it out from Yavama Lashuk. But the Chai V'Krisis and Chai V'Mises Besen, which is stricter, I will learn it out. What is the passing that says the Kedushin is Typhus for Chai V'Lavin? It says in the passing, Kisiyanu Lishte Noshim, man will have two wives, Achas Ahuba v'Achas Nua. One is beloved and one is hated. This is personal emotional feeling to the woman. Ahava mina that makes a difference in halacha. Why would the Torah recognize his personal hatred to a woman? The Torah is halacha. We don't deal with a person's emotions towards his wives. El Ahuba Ahuba v'Nisuah, Snua Snua v'Nisuah. Must be that the Torah hates the marriage, but it's a valid marriage. That means it can be a valid marriage to a snua. Now, who is this snua that the Torah hates? Chayv Lavan. Now, Rashi points out that the Gemara will ask later on, maybe it's Chayv Asay. Maybe it's not Chayv Lavan. We'll see that later on, but at this point, the Gemara is saying snua ben Israel is Chayv Lavan. Frech to Gemara. This is what we got up to. This is new Gemara. Frech to Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Damre, Kedushin, Typhus, V'chayv Lavan. Rabbi Kiva learns out Kedushin is not Typhus, V'chayv Lavan. That's what he says. So according to Rabbi Kiva, there is no Chayv Lavan that Kedushin works. So how do you learn Chat the Pasuk? Who is the Achas Nua? Kisiyanu Lish, Shnei Nashim, Achas Ahuba, V'achas Nua. Who is this Nua? Rabbi Kiva says Kedushin is not Typhus, V'chayv Lavan. Kisiyanu B'may Mukamah. What is he going to learn the case of Snua? Right. According to him, Chayv Lavan doesn't work. It can't be Kisiyana. So what is Pshat in the Pasuk? Rashi. Well, Rabbi Kiva Damar B'Yavamas, Rashi is towards the end of the narrow lines. Well, Rabbi Kiva Damar B'Yavamas, Shein Kedushin Tarsim B'Chayv Lavan. The Kani says over there, Cholot Rasim B'Maymer, Einacha Chalitza Klum. The guy does chalitza to his yavama, and then he does maimer, which is a rabbinic kedushin, right? But this is after chalitza. It ain't a maimer typhus ba. It would be a regular kedushin because he already did chalitza. It doesn't work. The kumle hashna b'lo yivna. He's either a lav. The lav is once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibum. So the mele kedushin doesn't work. This is not yavama l'shuk. This is yavama that was released. This is a person's own chalutza. It's a lav. And if I'm a Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Eimer, ain't that drive a lot more well than the Rabbi Kiva? So I said, Chalutza Kerva. It's only according to Rabbi Kiva who says, Chayv Lav, and it's not typhus. Because at worst case scenario, Chalutza is a lav. According to the Rabbanon, you're Makadish a Chalutza, the Kedushin is valid. The Mishnah says the Kedushin is not valid. So Rabbi explains that this is according to Rabbi Kiva holds a Kedushin types of Chayv Lav. So Rabbi Kiva holds a Kedushin types of Chayv. So what is the Pasuk? Talking about. And for the Gemara, and we've had this a number of times, but we're going to do it again. In Rabbi Kiva's opinion, the Kedushin is not Typhus V'chayv Lavan. There are three opinions. A, does Rabbi Kiva mean all Chayv Lavan, or does he only mean Chayv Lavan that come about through relationships like Chalutza? How about Ramban L'Klay and Gadol? Is the Kedushin not Typhus? It's a Lav. Rabbi Kiva, he says it by chalutza, a person's brother's wife who did chalitza to. That is called a chayv elavin to share. It's a chayv elavin that comes about because of a relationship. Then you have the chayv elavin that have nothing to do with a relationship. Abanu Lekai Gadlu. Is that included in Rabbi Akiva's and Kedusha Taisa B'chayv Elavim? It's a machloikas. So the first Gemara is going to try to answer that even Rabbi Akiva agrees you can have a marriage that's snua, a chayv Elavim that's snua, because you can have a lav that Rabbi Akiva agrees Kedusha is Taisa. And for the Gemara, Abanu Lekai Gadlu. He was going to say it's talking about Abanu Lekai Gadlu. Ukar Reb Samoy, the Tanya Reb Samoy Yomer. Minakoyel Vayer Rabbi Akiva Isamamzer. Rabbi Akiva says that all lavan are mamzerim, even not share, my mistake, not only relatives, but even non-relatives, chutz ma'amonu l'koyin gadol, sh'ar m'tayr le'ichal. The Torah says there that the offspring of an amonu l'koyin gadol will be chalolim. Chalolim hu v'aysir v'aysir mamzeris. There the Torah is revealing to me that it's not a mamzer. So if it's not a mamzer, chavad ha'kedusha would be typhus. And that would be the case of snua. Amana, the Kohen Gadol married two wives, one Ahuva and one Snua. And the same would be by Grusha v'Chalutza l'Kohen Hedget, where the Torah also says it's Chalolim. And in those cases, then we would say Kedushin is Taifas.
Mr. Chilak, why did they make the distinction? Why do you
because the Torah gave a different, because the Torah said it's different. No logic to it. Because it's Kahuna, it's a different thing. Rashi. So that was one opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And according to that opinion of Rabbi Akiva, we have shot in the pasuk that achas ahuva v'achas snua is a good marriage, a Torah sanctioned marriage, and a Torah non-sanctioned marriage, which means it is against the wishes of the Torah, but it's valid. Frank the Gemara, that works according to Rabbi Samoy. Well, Rabbi Sheva of Damer Boya Natsveh Harakiva Ben Yosef, Shaimer Kosha Ein Levi Yisro Avlat Mamzer. He said all Chayv Elav the blood is Mamzer, even Amar Lekain God with Grusha Chalutz Lekain Hedjet. So according to him, there are no Lavin that it's Chal Pashtus. So where is the Snua Ben Suel? Your answer that you gave won't work according to Rabbi Sheva. And for the Gemara, depends. In Rabbi Sheva's opinion, there's two ways of understanding it. Does Rabbi Sheva just mean to argue on Chayv Elavim? How about Chayv Yaseh? How about according to Rabbi Akiva, if you're Mekadesh a Mitzvah, which is only usher because of Yaseh? The Torah never said don't marry a Mitzvah first two generations. The Torah said marry a Mitzvah third generation. We infer not the first two. That's called an Isser Yaseh. The Torah never said the negative. The Torah said marry a third generation Mitzvah. From there we infer that you're not allowed to marry the first two, which is an Isser Yaseh. When Rabbi Sheva said, "Min hakoyl hoyoyser Rabbi Akiva mamzerim," kol she'ein lebiya b'yisrael blad mamzer, did he mean only lavin? So then it's not so terrible. We can learn snua ben suel means an asay. But if you learn Rabbi Sheva meant everything, including asay, then you're up the creek. Then you don't have anybody that can lose the sifus. Zok to Gemara. Hanichal Rabbi Sheva ilaf okamir the samoy klasi. Coming to exclude Rabbi Samoy, but not to say everybody just to argue on Lavin. Shaper. Eli, time of the Navcha come Rav Hilachai Vyasei. Rabbi Sheva is not reacting to Rabbi Samoy. He's saying it according to himself. Everybody, Sheva, be a Yisrael. Even Yisuri Yasei. But my Mukamwa. So what is Snua Ben Yisrael going to be? There is no case of a Torah non-sanctioned marriage that's valid. Everybody that's non-sanctioned is invalid. Where is it in the Tzeski Siena? What are you going to do with that plastic? Rashi. Dr. Rashi, boy, with a Tzeveyach, Al-Kiva Ben Yosef, Shepaisel Harbim Yisrael, he's possibly many Jews, Shehemer Kobiya, Shem Yisrael, Shehel Hetzeba, Hamlad Mamzer. Now, honey, he love Klolo, who's not saying a rule. El Afukim in Reb Samoyi, he's reacting to Reb Samoyi, the Mapikad Mechai Velavim, that excludes some of the Chayv Elavim, one of the Chayv Elavim, one of the Kohen Gadol. Asi, that's what he's coming for. Lashmina, the Bechol Chayv Elavim, Reiser, Bekiva, Mamzerim. And Rabbi Sheva is coming to say, no, all Chayv Elavim. Shaper, you can look at me, because he had a little Rabbi Sheva, Rabbi Kiva, but Mitzvah, Adayim, and Tech Shloish, and Dairus. So according to Rabbi Sheva, you can say, Rabbi Kiva is talking about, he married a Mitzvah, Adayim, within the three generations. The Chayv Yaseinenu, so it's not a love. The Chsev Dor Shlishi Avoy, the Pasik talks in the positive. Marry the third generation. The inference is for Loisheni. The Havilah Snua Ben Suel. It's a hated marriage, but it's valid. Eli, Taiva de Nav Shekamar. The Klala Kayel, and he's saying a rule. Malava de Reb Samoy Lechudei Polik. Not only reacting to Reb Samoy. Elash Mina de Chol should be us to be a Shrablat Bamzer. So the my book is law. What's the Pasi going to be talking about? And for the Gemara, the Bulu Lechayin Gadol. Even Rabbi Yosef of Ismaskim, there's one Isser Asay that's different than everything else. And there, Kedusha would be Kaiva Tzimit HaKoyin Kevikiva, and that is a Kohen Gadol marrying a woman that's not a Psula. Never married, she's not an Amana, but she's not a Psula. And that's an Isser Asay, but the Torah says, Lahu Isha B'Psula Yikach, the Torah gives a positive, he should marry a Psula. We infer, don't marry a Bula, it's an Isser Asay. And that Isser Asay is Kedushin is typhus, even according to Vekiva. Frek the Gemara, Maishna, why is that any different? Why is that an exception? Zog the Gemara, Mishim da Havila Asay, Shein Shava Bakoil. It's only in the Gaya Klein Gadol. It's an Asay, and it's only in the Gaya Klein Gadol. So in Mela, it's different than everything else. Lav, which is a lav, or mitzvah nadayim, which is an asay that's negaya everybody, that kedushin is not typhus. An asay, shein, nishav v'bakoil, that kedushin is typhus. Rashi, zok Rashi v'bulu l'chayin gadol, that say who d'siv ishu b'psalah, yikr v'loy b'ulo, v'lav abo michal asay, period. Now, what?
Rabbi?
One second, Harvey. Yes, Amana Rusha is Ruchan Machalal Lazinus Eidul Yikach. Lav, Lo Yikach.
So that does not even
Mashallah Makol. That doesn't make it even. The love is a love. Correct. Yes, Harvey.
I don't understand the logic. Why would it be more lenient if it only applies to the Kohen Gadol, and not less lenient? Because that's a specific thing for a specific person.
Your question is a question that really covers many sugyas in Shas. Many times in the Gemara and Shas, we say that a lav that's not across the board, specifically geared to different people, is a lesser stringent lav than lavim that aser everybody. You're arguing in that concept which the Gemara accepts. So I can't answer you why. I can only tell you that throughout Shas, the Gemara approaches any mitzvah or any lav that doesn't go across the board as less severe. It's not legal, I'm not trying to legalize it, but it's less severe than the lav of than is Shavu Bakal. Why?
Even if it's the
Kohen Gadol.
That was my next question. Even if it's the Kohen Gadol. Okay.
Now, before Rashi gets to the point of explaining why it's different, I want to point out two things. Number one is, we're forced to say this. Meaning, I wouldn't say this logically, but I have a pasuk that says Nuah. Rabbi Akiva has to read a pasuk. So the pasuk has got to tell me there's got to be one exception. So I look for the one thing that makes the most sense to be an exception. Because the Torah said Vachas Nuah. There's got to be a hated marriage that works. See, the Gemara is forced into this. It's clear. It's not chat. Logically, Rabbi Akiva said it by Asay and didn't say it by Bulu L'Klein Gadol. It's because we know there's an exception. We got to find one. And it can't be Chai V'Lam Nekuna because Rabbi Shevav said no. And it can't be Chayvi Asay because we understood Rabbi Sheva included that as well. So where is the thing that's left out?
Well, again,
we have to have something left out because we have a pasuk, Achas Ahuva v'Achas Nuah.
But it's referring to the husband, the pasuk Shah.
You can't, the Gemara does not acknowledge that the Torah has to talk about personal hatred affecting halacha. Doesn't want to accept such a thing. Why would the Torah deal with that? Because you don't like your wife, therefore halacha changes?
He teaches the whole thing about the Gemara and all the
other... Okay, the Gemara obviously doesn't hold that the Pasuk Shat, the Pasuk. I'm not arguing Chazal's drushes, I'm not crazy. But on the other hand, the Gemara seems to be convinced that you got to find a case that's still worse. It's a lav.
Hagar.
It's a lav. V'yeh kadesh. Okay, so now you're getting involved in a whole shtickle Torah. See Arachayim HaKadosh in Parashas Lech Lecha, when Sarah gives Havra to Avram. What Hector and Avram have to live with her? She was a Shimcha. Avram kept calling Torah Kula. Was she freed? Was she not freed? It's Masma, she wasn't freed, because it says it was still her Shimcha. See Arachayim HaKadosh, who elaborates on this in length in Parashas Lech Lecha on the story over there. I can't remember all the details. No, they were freed. Yeah, see Arachayim on that as well.
Oh.
Bilhah and Zilpah were freed. Hagar was not freed. At least, Parshat Tzitzit is not freed. Because Al Darshan, that it's your Shifcha, do what you want. Right. So the Arachayim HaKadosh has a long piece on Hagar, the heter of Avraham Avinu to marry Hagar.
When Rashi says, because they are Shvapahim, he meant they were Shvapahim.
Correct. Arachayim talks about that too, but he talks about Bilhah. Both discussed in Arachayim, both in Parshas Lech Lecha and in Parshas Vayetze.
That's not the...
So therefore, the Gemara is forced to say this. Why we picked this? Gemara answers, because it's Eidah Shavah Bakal. But Rashi has another problem. And Rashi has a problem that... why isn't she a Zayna? This girl was Mazana. She wasn't married. She's not an Amana or Grusha. That means she had an out-of-wedlock experience. If she lived out of wedlock, this is Rashi. I'm just speaking out what Rashi is going to ask. Rashi gives an answer, right? What? The Bulu L'Kohen Gadol. Why isn't it a love? Obviously, she lived with a man. So she's a Zayna. This is Rashi's question. So it's a love. So it's not an assay. So you don't have an assay. Check Rashi. Look Rashi. The Lekha Lakshuya HaZayni. Either she's a Zayna, or Yamana Grusha. Listen, there's one of three ways that she became a Bulu. Either through marriage, which ended with Amon or Grusha, or through an out-of-wedlock relationship. The Bula Pnuya, and for Rashi, the Bula's Pnuya, Lav Zaynahi. A Bula of a Pnuya, a regular single girl, lives with a man, is not a Zayna. The Gedetnam B'Yavamas, Ein Zayna O'Giyaris, B'Shukhreres, U'Shenivla B'Lisnus, B'Yasisru L'Pasolah. Right, the Gemara explains, to be a Zayna, there's a Machlokes Tanoim, but the accepted shita is that for a woman to be called a Zayna, either she lived with a man that she's not allowed to marry, right, that makes her a Zayna, or she's was once not Jewish, either a Shifcha or Geiris, so when she's Megayir, she's considered a Zayna. That's it. The Kain's not allowed to marry Geiris. Not allowed to marry Shemchus and Ishtachorah, because they have a loch of Zayna. Now, I want to explain again, I've said this a million times, I'll say it a million and one. Zayna is not a reflection of moral and ethics. Zayna is a halachic status. A woman can be a kosher woman, a tznua, the best woman possible, and somebody forced himself on her. Somebody puzzled. She's a Zayna. We're not dealing with morals and ethics. We're dealing with a reality. A regular girl who has an out-of-wedlock relationship with a regular man, a kosher Jew, the mazid, is not a Zayna. That's not the halachic translation of Zayna. And if not of the Isser Asay, she can marry a Kohen Gadol. She can marry a regular Kohen. She's not restricted. She's not a Zayna. Zayna is either a Shivcha, a Geiris, Shifrish and Ishtachra, Yerich and Iskaira, or Nivel and Apostola. Those are the only three. And the Mela, Rashi is saying, it's not a question. He's not a Chayve Laban. Right to Rashi, Maishno Hayaseh Mechayve Aseh Demitzi Vadaimi. Why are you saying this is different? Shein Neshava Bakayel, Shein Neyego Bakayin Gadol, Hilkach Kel. It's only Neyego Bakayin Gadol, therefore it's a more lenient essay. Okay. Zakti Gemara Baitu. Frank the Gemara Rabbanon. The Rabbanan learns Tnua means Chayv Elavim. What right did the Rabbanan say that it's going on Chayv Elavim? Maybe it's going on Chayv Yaseh. The Torah revealed to me that there's a hated marriage that's valid. What degree of hated marriage? The Torah didn't say. You decided, according to the Rabbanan, hold the Kedushin is Chayv V'Chayv Elavim, this is the source. Who said? Maybe Ademukil B'Chayv Elavim, Nukil B'Chayv Yaseh. Maybe it's only allowing marriage to be typhus if a yid marries a mitzvah or an adaimus. Maybe that's all the Torah said. How do you know that's referring to a love? And for the Gemara, look what the Chai Vasei. And for the Gemara, Hani Chai Vasei b'maninu. What are you going to say the Chai Vasei is? Ish teim mitzvahs, shteim snuas. Are both of his wives mitzvahs, then there's nobody beloved. Says the Hachas Ahuva V'Hachas Nua. He Hachas mitzvahs, he Hachas Yisraelis, Shtei Nashim HaMechad Minan. The Gemara is assuming that the two women came from one nation.
Why?
That's how the Gemara is assuming.
I understand.
Why the Gemara understands it that way? I don't know. Because it says, Kisiyanel is Shtei Nashim, we're assuming the Shtei Nashim came from the same nation. So if they're both mitzvahs, they're both hated. If they're both Jewish, they're both beloved. So who is this hated one or not? Ibulu l'kayin gadol. You're going to tell me it's Ibulu l'kayin gadol. She's a Jewish girl, and she's an Israelite. Miksiv siyana l'kayin. Says ki siyana l'kayin. It's siyana l'ish. Means even Yisraelim. There is no Israelite that the pasuk can be talking about by Yisrael, because by Yisrael, there's no Israelite that is one Ahuba, one Snua. Because the only Israelites are Mitzri and Adaimi. Mitzri and Adaimi are two nations. One's going to be Jewish, one's going to be a born Jew, one's going to be a mitzvah. So therefore, Rabbanu say it has to be talking about Chayv Elav. Frank to Gemara Rabbi Akiva. What does he do with this? Talk to Gemara about Korka, Shavka, Lekroz, and Udoichu, Gemara, Kanav, Shem. Rabbi Akiva says, let the Pasuk find its own way. I hold Kedusha is not typhus b'chayv elav. You're worried about snua, it's talking about bulu l'kayin gadol. Doesn't say kisiyana l'kayin? Figure it out. Figure it out. The Torah didn't have to specify kisiyana l'kayin. Figure it out. You'll figure out kisiyana l'ish has to be a kayin because nothing else is typhus. Meaning, Rebbe Akiva approaches it that it doesn't work. Therefore, he's saying the Torah is saying a minimum when it works. You'll figure out what the minimum is. The Torah didn't say Kisiyana L'Kayin. So the Torah didn't say Kisiyana L'Kayin. Figure it out. The Rabbanan are approaching it, then we don't know whether it works or doesn't work. So why should I say that the Pasuk is only talking about a Kayin? Whereas Rebbe Akiva knows from elsewhere that Kedushin is not typhus b'chayv elav, and I don't know what its source is. And I know what its source is. It's the Pasuk in Parshas Ki Tseh. So he has to deal with the fact that he knows Kedushin is not typhus b'chayv elav. At the same time, he has a pasuk of snua. So to reconcile the two, you're going to have to figure it out. And say kisiyan elish means l'kayim. Because Rebbe Akiva has a source on the pasuk of yikichishis eishas aviv, l'igala k'nav aviv, he learns it means anusas aviv. And the pasuk says, well, yavim mamzer right afterwards. So according to him, anusas aviv is a mamzer, which means it's a lav. It's a lav and it's a mamzer. So Rebbe Akiva has a source, the Kedushin is not typhus b'chayv elav. He's stuck here. What do I do? So therefore I go to the most minimum, which is bulu l'kayin gadol. I doesn't say kisiyana l'kayin. Figure it out. That's your job when you learn chumash. Figure it out.
What does it say? I'm sorry.
It doesn't say kisiyana l'kayin. It says kisiyana l'ish, which is mashmi, even Yisrael, has a snua. According to Rebbe Akiva, only a kayin gadol has the snua. The pasuk is about one man. Dr. Makiba, figure it out. You have a contradiction in the thing, you'll figure it out. And Rabbana say, there's no reason to limit it when the Torah says Kisiyana Lish. Again, Rabbana don't have that source of Enkidushin Torah and B'chayv Elav. They're going, approaching it, we don't know. So Kisiyana Lish tells me that it does work. Rashi.
No,
what?
Rashi, figure it out.
Figure it out. We do that all the time. We do that all the time in Chumash when we have contradiction in Psukim. We say one pasuk is talking about this and one pasuk is talking about this. We figure it out. Again, if you have a source that Kedushin is not type of Mechayv Alavim, then you're approaching this pasuk in a different way. You're not approaching this with something neutral. Is Kedushin type of Mechayv Alavim or not? You know that it's not. For he knows that from the pasuk in Parshas Kisei. So he has to find the case that it is. He has a contradiction in Sukkim. One pasuk says it's not, and one pasuk says Snua works. So you're going to have to come out and reconcile the contradiction. So either you're going to say like Rabbi Shimoi, that Amon HaLekhan Gadol is different, or you're going to say that Asay is different, or according to one side, you're going to have to say one Asay is an exception. The Torah doesn't think you see Amon HaLekhan. That's a big problem. That's why we have to figure things out. The pasuk says Kisiyad, I have to give him shot. And this is the shot that makes sense. This is the way we always do with reconciling psukim. But the rabbanim don't have any psukim to reconcile. They have no reason to limit Kisiyad al-Ish to be a kain gadol. Why do that? Therefore they say it means everybody. Everybody what? Can't be chayv asay because then it's not from the same nation. So it has to be chayv elavim. And it doesn't boodle chayv gadol because that would limit it to chayv gadol. And the pasuk says kisiyan alish. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, maish no hay asay mechayv asay. Mizinari. Rabbanu the mukil lakai siyana mechayv elavim. Kibin the matinu lemela bi yavamba b'mem matinu shen kedushin tayus in b'hach. Ben, we could learn out from yavamba that the mukil lakai elavim nukba mechayv asay. Even the God of Krabi vomit the toast of a Kedushin. My vomit is it's not typhus. Nail of Minay the Chavit Lav and Lesb of Kedushin. Rashi means a different source. He means Yavama. Because then I'll call him the Chavit Say Kamar. Either it goes to call the mitzvahs, either you have one be a mitzvahs, or you'll be shaved of a bull of the Klein Gottel. Dr. Kamar Vait. B'chol mi shei lo olav. Anybody that can't marry anybody, the last case in the Mishnah. Tamach vav amud beis. The Mishnah had last category. Anybody that he can't marry or anybody else have kedushin, a guy or a shivcha, vlad kamaisa, the baby is like the mother. This is the source. This is the Mishnah telling me that we go by matrilineal descent. Correct the Gemara, Shivcha Kananis Minola. How do I know that a Shivcha Kananis can't have Kedushin? The Isra of marrying a Shivcha Kananis is a love. We just got finished saying Kedushin is types in Bechayva Lav and not like a Bechiva. So if Kedushin is types in Bechayva Lav, the guy marries a Shivcha, why is there no Kedushin? And our Mishnah says there's no Kedushin. Why? Bechayva Lav. Dr. Gemara, I'm Ravun Amakra, Shvulochem Pari Machamor. He's Avram Avinu told Eliezer, stay here with the donkey. I'm Hadai Melechamor. You're like a donkey. You can't marry a donkey. You can't marry a Shevcha. Eliezer was there.
And Yishmael.
He says, both of you stay with the Chamor. Shvul, both. But the Gemara is darshing the Avatayim al-Khamar on Eliezer. Rashi, Shivcha minolim le'tavsim ha-kedushin. Yes, I'm sorry. Right. Ashkecha le'tavsim ha-kedushin. Fine. So he now proves that there's no marriage to a Shivcha. However, v'vada kamaitza minolim. How do I know that the child...
What do you think about a Shivcha?
It says Eliezer is an Eved. Eved and Shivcha are the same. He called them donkeys. How do I know that the child goes by the mother? Dr. Gemara, Damakra, you should be able to tell that now. Because when an Eved remarries a Shivcha Kananis, one of the rights of a master is to give a Shivcha Kananis to his Eved Ivri. And they have children. Because when the Eved goes free, the woman, the Shivcha, and her children stay by the master. Now, what do you mean, stay by the master? Are they Jewish or are they not Jewish? Must be they're not Jewish. Jews don't stay by the master. There must be Avadim. I'm using the word Jewish. They're chayim the mitzvahs. They're avodim k'nanim. But they're not Jews. They're avodim. Rashi, Yisrael Adam, the Shifcha K'nanis, Sheyigdol le'Eved Ivri. The Shifcha K'nanis that was designated to an Eved Ivri, V'yamakro, the Le'yotza HaBen, Chavshim Aviv. The son does not go free with dad. Dr. Gemara Vayit. So fine, so we covered Shifcha.
Children go after the mother, here.
Children go after the mother by Shifcha.
And that's conformed to the fourth case?
Though. That is exactly what it says. Ain't kedushin alchem. She can't marry anybody. Marriage. No kedushin to anybody.
But they are in the parsha of kedushin, though?
They're not. With who? That's what the Mishnah said. Ain't loyal of loyal alchem kedushin.
How about saying we don't even use the word kedushin?
Again. Well, let's take the Shevcha. Again, I don't know why you're assuming that you can't have kedushin to a guy. Again, and you're going to the kashi, you're going to the answer. You can't be on both dumping on both sides of the question there.
The answer.
The answer is that there's no kedushin because the Torah calls them donkeys, and there's no marriage to get animals.
But that's a list that.
That covered Shifcha. We haven't talked about a guy yet. Why not?
Because
to love.
It's a sweet love?
Yeah. The Israel marrying a Shifcha is a love.
What's the love?
A Yer Kaddish.
When
Ibri has a special dispensation.
What is that called?
I don't know what it's called. It's called an Ibri.
There's
no marriage. They don't need a get.
Yeah.
All the Bali Muslims are busy with this, and they're right. I mean, I'm not trying to belittle them. That you see how low Ghana falls to. We sold the Ibri because he stole. And we let him live with a Shifcha. It's degrading.
Degrading happened before the Shifcha happened.
Maybe that's part of the
I'm sorry, what?
The degrading happened before the shift could happen.
No, but the punishment shows how degrading it is. Right? We don't let anybody else live with the Shifcha. But that's not the point. The Gemara's not getting involved in Eved Ivri now. Frank, think about Nachas Menalan. How do I know you can't marry a guy? Why can't you marry a guy? It's a lady. Meaning, how do you know it's not typhus? And for the Gemara, Amakra. Which we're translating to mean marriage does not work. Not do not marry, but marriage does not work. So translate the Schattenbaum.
Maybe it's a love and it does work.
Maybe it's a Tysus asks you, Kasha. And Tysus answers that it says in the pasuk, "Let his chatten bam, bitcha leitzikach lebenecha, ubitcha leit." I've got the lashon of pasuk. I don't have it. You have it on the side, and therefore, it says there leitzikach besides leitzis chaten. So Tyson says, if one man don't do it, the other one says it doesn't work. Right. So it's saying, do not take. Now that's telling me, one is telling me don't do it, the other one's telling me it doesn't work. That's how Taisus answers. Frank the Gemara. Ask a good way to talk about Kedushin. That tells me that the marriage doesn't work. But the blood that combines to me no one. How do I know matrilineal descent? Maybe patrilineal descent. Maybe the kid's Jewish because his dad is Jewish. It's not a marriage, but the child was produced between a yid and a guy who decided that you go by mom. Answer to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yechon Rishim Shim Miyachoy. The Amar Kra, Ki Yasser Es Bincha Miyachray. He will remove your son from after me. Okay, the pasuk says like this. I don't have a chumash here. Rick, can you read me the pasuk again? You don't have to get me a chumash, just read me the pasuk. No, before that. Right. It says, B'toy le'sikach l'bnecha, ki yasir es bincha, and then it says afterwards, ki yasir es bincha me'acharai. Right. Now, ki yasir means, he will turn your kid away from me. That means the father will turn his child away from Judaism. Ki yasir is masculine. Don't let your child in a mixed marriage.
Your child.
Again, don't let your child into a mixed marriage because he will turn his child, who's your child. Let me finish. He will turn your child away from me. That means we're only worried about dad turning his child, your grandchild, away from Yiddishkeit. Why aren't we worried about mom being a guy turning her child, which is away from Yiddishkeit? Why is it only a fear that the dad that's a guy is going to turn his your grandchild away from Yiddishkeit? Why are we afraid that mom is a guy is going to turn your grandchild away from Yiddishkeit?
Not your child.
The answer is it's not your child. This is the source. It's only when dad is a guy that it's your child. If mom is a guy, you don't have to worry about it. He's not Jewish. This is the source. Since the Torah says ki yasir, masculine, not ki sasir, is a raya that the fear is only the fathers will turn the grandchild away from Judaism. If Bilcha means your descendant, it's not afraid that the mother will turn your child away from Judaism because he's not Jewish to begin with. You're about to Bilcha means your grandchild.
No, it's good. I like it. It only refers to your child in that case where the father, otherwise, it doesn't tell your child.
That's the poor story.
Yeah.
Your daughter's
not. Dr. Ashi. Let me read it inside. Just as Bilcha first to Gemara. Bilcha ba Mitzrayim l'skari Bilcha. Bilcha ba Mitzrayim l'skari Gari Bilcha. Amar Avina, Shema Avina, Ben Bilcha ba Mitzrayim l'skari Gari Bilcha. You see from this Russia that a grandchild, that the father is a guy, is a Jew. Rashi. Zot Rashi, Ki Yasser is Bilcha. Kleel Minei Ksev, before it it says, Bilcha l'sitin l'vnai, Bilcha l'sikach l'vnecha. The Samach Lake Yasser is Bincha. Bid like Sivki Yasser is Bincha. Mashma, the Ben Anay Levi Kachav Mi Bincha Kama. So first Rashi is trying to explain, how do I know Bincha means grandchild? Maybe Bincha means child. The answer is, it shouldn't say Bincha. It should say Bincha and Bincha. Right? If we're worried about your child, you're worried about the marriage taking away the partner. Well, when there's a Jewish partner, and you're afraid that their spouse, the male spouse will move your child away. It should have said ki yasir is bincha. Let me try to explain. How do we know bincha means grandson? Maybe bincha means that the marriage will move one of your children away from Judaism. Your child got into a mixed marriage. The spouse will move the spouse, the Jewish spouse, who's either your son or daughter, away from Judaism. That would be the first worry. Forget about your grandchildren. The answer is, it's never going to be Yasir Bincha. Then it would be Yasir Bitcha. Because if it's the man turning the spouse, the spouse is a girl, it wouldn't say ki yasser es bincha me'achrei. It would say ki yasser es bincha me'achrei. Teretz is ki yasser is not going on the spouse. Going on the next generation. The first thing Rashi's proving is that bincha, what time are they davening today?
10
up. 10 up? Okay, so let me start this Rashi. Because it's how old?
Who's the who here?
Yeah. Again, I'm just saying, let's say it again. I'm just telling you what he said. I mean, in Shabbat Shabbat, it started 7:17, you know what I mean? Without the Deacon. Now, I mean, I say, is Bitchol Etzit and Livnai. Bitchol Etzit and Livnacha. The Samach like Yasser is Bitchol. Midlech Sim Kiyasser is Bitchol. Mashma the Ben Anor Levit Chom Be Bitchol Kamar. We're talking about a son, a grandson. Shasiren Lo Evit Chom Be Yachrov. Shamina the Ben Bitchol Filip and Evit Chom Koy Bitchol. It's showing you that your grandson is called Jewish. We're afraid that the father will move him from Judaism. It doesn't say she will. The Nishma B'nei, the Kabbadami Krova, beat all the Sikha Klim Nechav, that by marrying a guy, a girl, she'll take your grandson away from Judaism. We're not worried about that because he's not Jewish. I'm a Ben Avetz Kachavim, and the Koy Bincha, but no. We'll stop here, and then you're at Shem tomorrow. But I should have a wonderful